two wild horses. Now, a lot of times, I remember Grace and I went to Englewood one time and just had a cool hitch with the old gentle horse, and they got to fighting in the harness, and I think I still have a scar. Mm. We've had not too many years ago where he reached up and bit me the colt head. And he was the colt of that old Nellie that balked, and he would balk too. Well, I don't know what in the world. They were just driving along out here in the Redoubt country, just driving along as peaceful as anything could be, and all at once they started fighting in the harness. It was an old stallion I was driving with, old Pete, and he was just a colt about 3 years old. Mother said when we started that morning, she says, "Now, Chris, you've no business to start those children out, but that colt, he's not broken. That says he'll be all right as long as he's with old Dan." Mm-hmm. They got to fighting, and he threw himself in the harness. Oh. This colt did.
That's kind of dangerous.
I say it was. It was for me. And old Dan just stood there when we told him to stop. Why, he rolled. Mm. And I went to, couldn't get old Pete to get up at all. He just wouldn't move. I was afraid if we hit him to make him get up, he'd kick the wagon all to pieces. We was out there about 15 miles from anywhere. I reached down to get a hold of his bridle to try to get him to get up, you know, and he grabbed me through the hand there. Now, that hurt about as much any time they say a horse can't bite. Don't you believe it?
Because he was your hand.
I had a scar. It's gone now, I guess. I got too old. But I carried that scar. No, right there it is. I carried that scar for many and many a day. Oh, it hurt.
It makes you remember to stay away from
that. That's right. Yes, I let him just lay there from then on. We got on the other horse and rode up to Herring's headquarters. It was a good 10 miles. Both of us rode that old horse bareback. Now, if you think that was any fun.
Did you ride side saddle as a girl?
Yes, after I got any size and got old enough, I got my side saddle from Denver. But before that, I rode a men's saddle, but in those days, a woman just didn't ride a stride at all. Uh-huh. That just wasn't done.
It's all right if you were a girl.
Yes, but I'll tell you that I could ride anything I think that had hair and stay on. When we used to cut out calves, I could just ride right along. Mm. You get to where you can stay on.
What would you call to a horse to get him to stop on a wagon?
On the wagon, we'd always say, "Whoa."
Uh-huh. What if you wanted him to back up?
Back.
And then which direction would he go?
Well, he usually come back if he pull on the reins. Uh-huh. And if he's well trained. Some horses just never will back like they should, no matter how much you try to make them, they won't back like you want them to. And others will just keep backing
up. What did you call to your pigs when you gave them the...
Just piggy, piggy, piggy.
Bring them in. Uh-huh.
Yes, a hog will come quicker than anything unless it's a chicken.
Oh, what do you do for a chicken?
We just call chick, 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 chick. Uh-huh. They come.
And let's see, you said on your saddle, you put your feet in your... on your saddle when you rode.
Saddle blankets.
Straddle? Or what would your feet go in?
The stirrups.
And then on your side saddle, you only had one though.
Yes, just one. Oh, well, you had to ride a side saddle when you had a side saddle because it come up like this, you know, and that helped your hip fit right in that place. Uh-huh. And then there was a horn that come out this way and another one come out this way. Uh-huh. And you put this leg over under that horn.
Uh-huh. Right in the crotch.
And you couldn't, if you could ride at all, you couldn't fall off.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. Oh, you could you just couldn't hardly fall off. But I could ride a man's saddle and sit sideways, just hook your hook my leg over the horn. Mm-hmm. And I never got turned off a horse in my life.
I can't say that. First one I was ever on, I fell off.
Well, now, I fell off a horse when I was bareback. When he'd be maybe trotting, or they'd be three or four of us on there, why, we'd get to laughing and get tickled and fall off. But after I got any size and horseback, I don't ever remember being turned off. I've seen a lot of people that were.